I don't know if you know who the poet John Clare is. He's a 19th century mad and charming nature poet. This poem is to him. There are three little quotations in it. I hope you can tell when they're not my words. They're from his diaries. And there's a reference to Honeywell, where I worked up until the time they started making torpedoes back in 66. And I dedicate this to Mark Halperin, who wrote the first, shortest, and best John Clare poem. If John Clare gave a reading of his poetry, what show would he put on? What clothes? He would soon be escaping to his realist world. He would need shoes. We would not let you alone, John Bright, Clare Lunatic. And might you like that? Not to be lonely, left, and every Mary turning to your door? John Clare, John Clare, I stole your portrait from a library book. I put it over my desk at Honeywell. And during some night, it fell. And the janitor swept it away. Pastoral poems are full of nothing but the old threadbare epithets. We await one who loves. We bury him. We rediscover the most intimate of poets, too grieved to be called confessional. On pooties, blackbirds and thrushes, particularly the former, feed in hard winters upon the shell snail horns, hunting them from hedge bottoms and wood stulps, taking them to a stone where they break them in a very dexterous manner. There is no judgment there where birds and pooties are not people. Simply what happens is mad. Then it is sane again before you know. You have come in smiling from the storm. Each year in a row we were given Shelley, Clare, Songs of Experience, Keats, then deaths of all the wild and melancholy. When Clare dies at Northampton, 1864, Yeats is born the next year. Would this age be kinder? Or would we confuse you on what you love? You blessed your two wives. The man whose daughter is the Queen of England is now sitting on a stone heap on the highway to Bugden, penniless, with gnawing stomach. I go out into the sunshine with his green book and sit on the stair and say with a reader's silliness, John Clare is here.